Hey everybody, this is Angel. I'm back, if you haven't noticed. I was gone for a year, and I am back, and I'm very happy to be back. So thank you for everyone's warm welcome. And I had an audio planned, really fun, naughty daddy audio planned, and that I was gonna record. And if you know me, if I'm not new to you, one of my really strict rules is I don't make audios that don't turn me on. I just don't. That's always my advice to other people who are asking questions about making audios is, if you're not turned on, then don't expect them to be turned on. So, tonight, while I sit here, I was thinking about when I was a little girl. And don't worry, this isn't going into an incest audio. I don't do incest audios. Not that anything's wrong with them. I don't think anything's wrong with them. It's just, it's not a thing of mine. It doesn't turn me up. Anyways, when I was a little girl, I had a music box, and it played a really pretty song, and you opened it, and there was this pretty ballerina, and she twirled in the music, and she had the little glass mirror, and I had all my little girl jewelry in it, and I was born, they had to break my legs when I was born. My legs were turned out wrong. And they healed fine, and I walked normal. And some of you know I was a dancer for about 15 years. But I wanted to be a ballerina. I remember my parents put me in dance class when I was four or five, to help improve my walking, because I always walked on my tippy toes. That's how I walked. And the dance teacher I had for years and years was the same dance teacher. And I wanted to be a ballerina. And the very first dance recital, we did a recital every year. Poor parents had to sit through who knows how long. Anyways. These recitals of all of these little kids. I remember my first dance costume was the pink leotard with the pink little ballet shoes, the pink tights, and a pink tutu. And it had sequins outlining just this beautiful pink tutu. And it was just a little girl dream come true. Anyways, as I got older, and not much older, I actually got my breasts. I started getting them in the fourth grade. And that's another thing. If I'm new to you, I am 5'3", and I have an F cup in my breast size. So I'm petite with a lot of boob. And as they were coming in, my dance instructor said, ballerinas don't have breasts. I couldn't be a ballerina. So I did other forms of dance, for years and years. And I went on to be a performer for quite a while. I'm a classically trained musician. Anyways, none of this is erotic. I know. We're getting there. Because of all of that, being on these huge stages in front of hundreds and hundreds of people got me really addicted really quick to being the center of attention and putting on these shows and being a performer. And with audio, I can be a performer to you, and I'm turning you on with my mind. I'm turning you on with my thoughts, and not so much my body. You can imagine my body to be whatever you want. You can imagine my face and my hair, and you can imagine my skin tone, whatever you want it to be. I want you to picture that. And I love that, because a lot of my life I have spent getting completely ignored with my thoughts because of my body. So, back to putting on a show. Since I haven't shared much of anything in quite some time, I wanted to go into why I love performing so much. And I'm constantly having fantasies about having a partner and just rocking his world and just giving him these sexy shows and riding him and just leaning back and taking his cock and just both of us just watching my insanely tight pussy just take his hard cock and just watch it just disappear inside of me. It just gives me chills. I have goosebumps right now. It's just being watched in that erotic setting with a partner is so fucking hot. And I love dressing up. I love wearing sexy lingerie and doing my makeup and my hair and wearing sparkly jewelry and just really setting the stage for a really erotic performance. And so to just slowly take off my clothes and just be this gift that my partner can unwrap, and to just have his eyes completely focused on me, and for him to forget his name while I'm touching him and moving my hands all over him, and to hear that moan, because I know, I've heard lots of you. You've got to do something pretty special to get certain moans from you guys, and that just loses my mind, and I become totally primal and just want more. I want more of that unintentional sounds you make, and I want the reaction, the goddamn, the way that you guys say it, or the fuck, the way you guys say it, and your brain isn't even working, you're just reacting, just those sexy reactions that a man has without even thinking. And those eyes that a man has when you have him completely under your spell, and the way that you can just ride them or suck their cock, or I just love burying my face in balls and just hearing those fucking sounds you make when I find just the right spot with my tongue, just the right spot with my lips, and running my nails up and down your thighs while I'm doing it, and my big blue eyes just looking up at you while I'm doing these naughty, dirty things. And I just want you to watch me. I want you to watch me do it all. I want you to watch me take care of you and take care of your body. And, oh my God, I want you to look up while I straddle your face. And just watch the curve of my stomach and up through my cleavage. And just look at me looking down at you. Your tongue just dives so deep in my pussy. Just your face the first time. You just shove your cock deep inside my pussy. Because you would have to use some strength and some force to make it fit. Even my two little fingers don't even fit all the time. So to watch your face when you slide your cock so fucking deep in this tight pussy, this tight, wet, waxed pussy, and just for you to be obsessed with it and want more and more and more of me. That's why I do this. I love performing for you guys, and I am not going to stop for a while. I promise. I promise. Mwah.